The conference will now begin.
All right. Let's get it shown over here. Okay. Hey, Keith, what's happening? Yeah, I wanted to give some people an opportunity. Okay. All right, so we're holding here now, halacha base. And yesterday we said we started with the Hakdama of Rabbi Nachman Torah Yudimel, which this halacha is based on. So we're just quickly with the BRI edition of Likutei Halachos, we're just crossing over, we're just reminding ourselves, of course, whether we learned it once before or we learned it in the womb, but at some point in your history, you definitely learned this Torah from Rabbi Nachman. Jay and I just said, there's no question. You definitely learn breath of Torah in the womb. Yes? There's no question. So, the Torah is discussing, Torah Yudimel, is discussing Hashkacha Shlema, to be, as we said, in the eyesight of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is looking at you, and you're looking right back at Him. And that which blocks us is Tavis Mammon. Tavis Mammon, a burning desire for Mammonus. Unfortunately, you only see money. Whether you're the type of person who wants to amass lots of wealth, whether you're a miser and you don't want to give, all you do is see your own money, or you're just a very nervous person and you need to make sure that you're always looking at your bank account, because the second you don't look at your bank account, you're very nervous that it might just vanish into thin air. But in all these three cases, the problem is, or Nachman tells us, is that if you're looking at your money too much, then you're not looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you're going to arouse demons. You're going to bring bad things into your life and bad things into the world. He says that's a spiritual metzias, which turns into a physical metzias, and a lot of misfortune, a lot of suffering comes into the world. That's why, as a chabur, if you remember, when we were learning Torah Yudimel, at the beginning of this virus, we made sure to be mechavik ourselves in tzedakah, right, at the beginning, in order that we try to bring chesed into the world and not allow the din to continue. So we're on page 87. We're going to continue this Hakdama for at least another day or two, or maybe three, before we start the Likutei Halachos. So on page 87, the second paragraph. So Nachman, again, this is still from Rabbi Nachman. The way to break one's lust for wealth is Tavis Mammon, through tzedakah. Giving tzedakah, giving charity, generates a ruach of generosity inside a person, that ruach nediva, that cool wind, a ruach that blows upon his heart and cools his burning desire for money. When you will give tzedakah, A, you're taking your selfish desires and you're turning them into selfless desires. Instead of amassing wealth, you're willing to give it up, willing to give it to others. Instead of being a miser, clearly you're giving money. And instead of being nervous, you're staring your nerves, you're staring your daggers, your anxieties in the eye, like some say, if you have a fear, you have to stare it in the eyes. So the person has a fear of losing money, the person has fear of not having money, and you have to stare that in the eye, and you have to give tzedakah. You have to give to that place that's making you so nervous. So giving tzedakah in all three ways, at this moment, giving tzedakah is going to cool down your fire for the mammonus, and it's going to bring a ruach nediva, a ruach chesed into the world and into your life. And he brings down, he also, he should also engage in masa matan be'emunah. And we know that it's going to be, after 120, someone's going to be asked, did you do business be'emunah? So it means two things. So let's read for a second in number 10. In number 10 on the bottom, if you have this edition, the BRI edition. Engaging in the give and take of business with faith and or with honesty. Right? There's two ways you could learn emunah. Emunah means either you're honest, you're keeping to halacha, you're not stealing, you're not manipulating, but it could also mean you're doing it with faith, that your business dealings are done with a concentrated balance between hishtablus and bitachon. You're not letting your hishtablus overtake you. You do your work, but you do it with the proper method of zman. The former, which is faith, obtains from a person's belief that man's livelihood comes solely from Hashem. That's the pashuk shot. That emunah means we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the world, b'hashkacha shleima. And therefore, when one allows that into his life, and he then does business, l'maisa, we can learn from all the time. we could say very nice joshes. But when one puts right his money where his mouth is, pun intended, right? And you lamaisa, you act in a way, you do business with emuna. That comes with that deep belief that it comes from a Kodesh Baruch. That's how you get to that madriga. The latter entails conducting all one's financial dealings with integrity. So important is being ethical and earning a living, the Chazal teach. The first question a person is asked by the heavenly court after it passes away is, did you conduct your business b'emuna? And the Chazal and the base in Shana is going to ask you both ways. Did you do it honestly according to halacha? And did you do it with faith according to your emuna? They're going to ask you both. Only those who live the life of the moon and bitachon will be able to answer the question in the affirmative. When it gets to mamonos, when it gets to dealing with money with honesty, it's obviously not pashut at all. There's a gemara that they just learned in Daf Yomi, could be a week or two ago, and it struck me. The gemara says that if you see a talmid chacham sin, if he did something wrong at night, then by the next morning already you have to be down the kaskus, and you have to believe wholeheartedly that he has done shuv already. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, that's when he does a sin by himself. But when he does a sin with mumminess, with money, you don't have to leave it to chew until he gives everything back that he took, or however it went down. You see from that Gemara that you have a tzaddik. The Gemara is talking about a tzaddik. And if something happened with money, it's not toshit until you see that he gave it back. Money can do crazy things to people. Al-Kupanim, to back up top, in the second paragraph, that he should also engage in Masa Matan Demun. That's clearly going to cool down the burning desire for Mamanus. He's believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not working 20 hours a day. He's being honest, even though if he would just switch one thing, he would be able to make a panas for the next month or 2 months, but it wouldn't be totally honest. It wouldn't be totally with halacha. And sometimes it's not even with halacha. Sometimes halacha, maybe it's mutter, but you know that's not yashar v'tov in Adar Hashem. And therefore, one who is able to control himself is going to cool down that tavis mama, and he's going to be able to bring chesed into his life and into the world. Also, happy with his lot. Samech v'chelko. We're learning in Perkei Avos, which is one of the greatest midos. One of the greatest midos of simcha, the greatest midos of bitachon, of tranquility, of living a happy life, is someone who's happy with his lot and pleased with that which Hashem has favored him. If he's able to live that way, which of course takes a lot of effort and it takes limudim and davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then also his lust, his tavis mamon, will disappear. In number 11, and we'll post this, we can also include this idea in the prayer he composed based on Kudimran, Chalas Yagimel. Right? For those who don't know, Rabbi Nelson, not only did he write Likutei Halachos, which is an expansion of the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman, he also wrote something called Likutei Tfilos, where he took the Torahs of Rabbi Nachman and Likutei Halachos, and he turned them into Tfilos. He davened the Torahs, which is what Rabbi Nachman wanted. He wanted people to turn their Torahs into Tfilos. So I think maybe we'll ask you to post in some way, you have a thumbs up, we'll post the portion of the Tfilah that Rabbi Nachman wrote discussing what we're talking about right now, the Emuna, like he said, he pleaded with Hashem to help him engage in Masa Matan Emuna, he davened into the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and to enable him to make Torah study his primary occupation and earning a living an occasional endeavor. Rabbi Nachman says, of course you have to work. There's no question. You have to make a panos. But it should only be the tuffel. It should only be occasional. I should be able to make enough that I can sit and learn and enjoy. He asks, too, for the wisdom to not weary his mind with earning a living. Even when you're engaged in those 3 hours a day, if you're zochet to engage yourself only a few hours a day, still you can be totally subsumed and consumed by those few hours. And it could ruin the rest of your day. But he asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu to help his mind not become weary from that while engaging in business, to be able to attach his thoughts to Hashem and to the Holy Torah that is embedded within the give and take of business and the practice of one's worldly occupation. That one should be able to concentrate on halacha even when he's working, and one should be able to, in some way, to be davak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in some little way when he's working. Before he makes the next phone call, Rabbi Nelson davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he makes the next phone call to this client, help me remember that it's all from you. If he picks up, thank you. And if he doesn't pick up and I don't make the deal, And thank you also, Kodesh Baruch. Either way, it's from you. So there'll be nothing right to that tefillah. Let's continue for a minute. To the degree that people's burning desire for wealth is tempered, if we can control the tivus mamon, we can cool it down a little bit, giving tzedakah, and of course that's dependent on our emuna. So if we control and we cool down that fire, so too is Hashem's burning anger. It's going to be cooled down. And the dinim that are happening in the world, whether it's to the world at large or to in your life, it'll be cooled down. The spiritual origins of that anger, the dinim, the strict justice, the constriction of Hashem's light, are mitigated. And chesed, loving kindness, flows freely into the world. Book number 12, the Arizal teaches that creation came about because Hashem desires to give. Hashem is a meitzer. He wants to do good. Olam chesed ibon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world based on chesed. The whole creation of the world was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give. He did not have to create us. Therefore, the natural state of being is one in which chesed, the bounteous and unlimited influx of Hashem's love and kindness, flows freely into the world, unhampered by sin or doom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always having chesed flow into the world. But you can either be a tzinor, a pipeline where the chesed flows through you, or you could be one that has covered himself off and blocked himself from any chesed. If you're one who gives, so then the pipeline is open and the water can flow through you because there's an opening at the top, which is your bank account, and then there's an opening at the bottom where you're giving tzedakah. So it flows through you freely, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But if you're going to say, I'm not going to give, for whatever the reason is, you want to amass money, you're a miser, you're nervous, then you've covered the bottom of your pipe because you're not willing to give. And Hashem says, like, there's nothing to put in. Well, I can't put into you. You're limited. Whatever you have, that's all you got. I can't flow more water into your pipe if there's no outtake. It's just going to come spilling out on the top. Hashem stops. And he looks for somebody else and somewhere else to allow the chesed to flow. And in the note, from the note, and through the, I can't pronounce this, but I guess Edenic state depicted in Bereishis was short-lived and will not return until sinners disappear from the earth and the wicked cease to be. We do on occasion get a taste of it by serving Hashem and doing His will. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emuna, then we can feel the chesed flowing through its mouth. We'll see good things in our life. Sameach b'chelko will be the sweetest thing in life. Back on top, right by the 12th, this proliferation of the elements of chesed leads in turn to the manifestation of das. Internalized knowledge that the das is, an internalized knowledge, right? I have a new thought, a new idea, but when it connects to my heart, it's an internalized knowledge, an awareness that Hashem's imminence fills all creation. The more that one's tzedakah is real, sometimes a guy comes by for a dollar and you give him a dollar. That doesn't do anything to you. Sometimes you feel bad if you give some money. Sometimes the shul asks for money if you give some money. But the more one gives tzedakah to end, he feels the desire to give. Ahavas tzedakah, ahavas chesed. And he knows it's the right thing to do. It must be because you're having an expansion of das. Because it must be you believe that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who runs the world. A Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gives you the mamonis. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who will want you to be a free-flowing pipe where you allow that which you have in your bank account to also go to other people. And then you'll feel the tzedakah. So when you feel that chesed, when you're involved in yourself in that tzedakah for real, and you cool down the burning tivus mamon, you calm down HaKadosh Baruch Hu's charnah for anger, and then it must be that your das, your internalized knowledge and awareness of the Ribbono Shel'olam's imminence, as fills all creation, will come into you and you'll feel it. You'll be able to see the Ribbono Shel'olam everywhere, and this is the next step, clearly the next step in being zoked by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha Shlomo, where Hashem is looking at you and you're looking back at Him. When you remove the mominess, that mechitza, from Hashem seeing you and you seeing Him, that's going to allow the chesed to flow, and Emet Hashem will continue tomorrow by seeing how Das continues to build our world and how we're going to be zoched to the highest majority of Hashkacha Shlomo. Everybody should have a beautiful day.